Jeannie, who's calling us from Renton, I think.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. What's on your mind?
I've called you before. I'm a patient there, and I took my granddaughter there to see Dr. Morical in the North Seattle one. She's great, but she's on the autistic scale, and she's 8 years old.
And that's
and
Dr. one of Dr. Morical's things.
I called you a few months ago because my granddaughter came down with Bell's palsy twice in 1 year. I don't know if
oh,
you
my.
Remember that.
Yeah, I did remember, but I'm sorry I didn't remember you personally.
Yeah, and I hadn't talked to you since we got the results of the MRI, which was the end of December. And what they found was inflammation from Bell's palsy, which tells us that it's not bad news, but I'm just trying to think, what could we do to prevent it happening again? Because it's rather unusual, as you know.
Yeah, no kidding. All right.
And we watch her nutrition. She's we've had the blood tests, every known food allergy, the big one, the little one. We went to your clinic. We found out what she's allergic to or sensitive to, and we really limit that or don't give her anything. Once in a while, we slip up with pizza. But we really try to watch that, and we watch the gluten. We do almost everything we can to keep her healthy, and I'm just trying to figure out what I can do to prevent this happening again, because he said, well, we'll just go talk to a neurologist if it happens again, but her doctor did. But I just don't see how we can, I'd like to prevent it. Do you have
okay,
any ideas?
Ma'am. I've got a hypothesis, ma'am, and unfortunately, it's probably a true hypothesis, but we can't prove it by talking on the radio. Now, here's the hypothesis.
Okay.
She's had Bell's palsy twice, and she's how old?
8.
Just 8 years old. However,
yeah.
She has all these other disability problems. Now, mm-hmm. Let's go to some research from India, which mm-hmm. gave us the very best clue about how to cure Bell's palsy, get rid of it. And by the way, that clue is going to come to prevention, too. And that is, they used very large doses of vitamin B12 for both men and women. There were no children there in that group,
okay.
but they used very large doses, and they got rid of the Bell's palsy a whole lot more quickly. Now,
okay.
let's think about vitamin B12 metabolism. Vitamin B12 is one of the very, very few vitamins or minerals that must be transported into our bodies from our diets by a special molecule made by our bodies. And that special molecule is called intrinsic factor. And we can swallow half a jug of B12 every day and it won't get in unless our bodies are making intrinsic factor. Now, in very allergic people and also people with disability, there's a higher proportion whose stomachs are not working properly. That's one of the reasons they got so allergic, because they weren't digesting everything and undigested food got in and they got allergic to it. The stomachs aren't making hydrochloric acid properly, and that hydrochloric acid along with pepsin digests food. But what isn't as well known is the very same cells which happen to make acid and pepsin, they make this intrinsic factor. And if they can't make one, they can't make the other. And so we can swallow that half a jug of B12, and it won't do us any darn good if we have a mouth, if a stomach lining whose cells isn't making enough acid, pepsin, intrinsic factor.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Indian researchers pointed out that injecting the B12 is necessary, because it gets around this transport molecule thing. And it's, I would say, quite likely, although I can't prove it, that this little one at 8 years of age has low stomach acid. And by the way, children can have low stomach acid, particularly allergic children can have low stomach acid. It's very common in eczema, just for example, to have low stomach acid.
Okay.
And so it's quite possible that what this poor little one is going to need is a B12 shot from time to time to prevent getting more Bell's palsy, ma'am.
Okay.
And by the way, it's going to do the rest of her body some good, too, because if she isn't getting her B12 in, it's not just Bell's palsy. It prevents it's involved in neural function. It's involved in all kinds of functions around the body.
Okay, so I need to take her to a naturopath and get a B12 shot. She'll probably cringe at a shot. She hasn't had any vaccines or shots except that one blood test that you're at your lab, and she hasn't forgotten that one.
Well, here's another thing you can do, ma'am. talk to, if you've got a naturopath you can work with and discuss with and so forth, mm-hmm. it is possible to take that B12 liquid and rub it into the skin, and then at your local natural food store, the compounding pharmacy, the Dictoma dispensary, you'll find compounds mm-hmm. that are 70% DMSO and 30% aloe vera, and that takes the sting out of it. Okay. It doesn't sting on the skin anymore. So one can take a few drops of the B12, put it on the skin, and then rub in this aloe vera and DMSO, and what do you know, it gets into the body, and we don't need a shot.
Wow, where do you rub it? On the upper leg or arms? Or
any place.
Any
place you got skin, ma'am, because the virtue of DMSO, as you know, is it'll get anything to absorb.
Okay. Very good. And any other, any special kind of B12 or?
Yes, the fully metabolized, it's a prescription type. It's called methylcobalamin. And it should be the liquid.
Okay.
You don't want it in a pill or a capsule with all the other stuff.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, I hope that works for her, ma'am.